Chumash that's called Aderes Eliyahu. It's written by the students of the Vilna Gaon, and they quote a lot of things. It's all quotations from the Vilna Gaon. From the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, Ki Pal Mimcha Dovel HaMishpat, Meidam Ledan, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Nega LaNega. So they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. Kan Kidl HaTorah Kol Gimel Chelke HaTorah. There are three areas of Halacha, and each one is self-contained. You have Bein Dam Ledan is Isa Veheta, Bein Din Ledin is Dini Mominis, and Bein Nega LaNega is Tumah V'Tara. So on different occasions we discuss this. So there are three different areas of halacha, but there are another three areas of halacha where the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem are different. One of them is Kachim. The Gemara has that the Klolim Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem are different when it comes to Karbonis, namely Ein Lamedim Lomid Min Halomim. It's a long sugya, the beginning of Perek Ezel Mekomim, goes on and on and on and on, goes on for a long time. If you have a din in Parsha A and you can derive B from A, you can't continue to say you derive C from B. That's called Lamed Men. Lamed, the Gemara has all the details. What if the first one is a Gzereshov and the second one is a Kalvachayim, or the first one is a Kalvachayim, the second one is a Gzereshov? And when does the rule apply? When doesn't it apply? But you see, the meters are different in the area of Kachim. Lamed
is only for Kachim?
The Gemara says only in Kachim, right. And the Yerushalmi, they quote that it's a machleg zer v'kiv and Rabbi Shmuel and kola tarakula, where they made them lamin ben alamin. We don't have that in the Bavli. We have that it's a difference between kochim and kola tarakula. Tosis in the beginning of Zvachim on daf gimel daf dalet omid aleph, Tosis writes that the other klal also is unique to Shim, that you require shina lo akosim liyakev. If the pasuk writes, let's say mincha b'lula b'shemen, says many times mincha b'lula b'shemen, you need blila. Supposed to stir the shemen with the solus and the mincha. So whenever the Torah writes a din in kochim, it's understood that it's only lachatchil unless it's repeated a second time. Taisa says the kash mincha b'lol b'shemen is repeated 25 times. How can it be that it's not mi'akev? The Mishnah says lo b'lol is kashas, so the Gemara has a pasuk. So Taisa assumes that this midah that requires shina l'akos li'akev is also only a midah in the area of kochim, doesn't apply in kol ha'Torah kulam. The Chazanish does not accept that Taisus, and the Mishnah Achreina is a Nakat Pirish HaMishnayis. On Zroim he calls it Sefer Mishnah Mishayna, and on Taris he calls it Mishnah Achreina. It's a very strong, very good Sefer. He always works with the Rishayim and with the Yeridei, with the Shach, and with the Poskim. Very strong Sefer. So he also says the Chazanish and the Mishnah Achreina both write this. Mishnah Achreina came before. They both write the same thing on the Mishnayis at the end of Mishnayis. The Goyim, they have the same raif in the Mishnah, that Shina L'Akos L'Yakev is really a din and call it Torah Kulo. Well, we do know that the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem, at least with respect to Ein Lamed Lamed Alamed, the Midrash are different in the area of Kachim. Another different area is din and nefashas. The Gemara says, Pasuk V'Hitzilah Ho'edah. The Pasuk says, V'Shavtu Ho'edah V'Hitzilah Ho'edah. But the Gemara takes the Pasuk V'Hitzilah Ho'edah to mean that the Bezdin should always be mehapech b'schusa to try to give the person a break. And in Oyne Shaguf of Misa or Malkus, that's called Dina Nefashas, Oyne Shaguf, they should always go lehokel. So whenever there's a toss-up, had a darshan the pasuk, you should always go lehokel. It's overwhelmingly clear that you have to darshan lehachma. But whenever it's a slight antias hadas, lehachma, that wouldn't be sufficient. A kol ha-tarakula, a chacham she'egir lo hayroi, has a right to paskin even lehokel, and an Issa Kore is based on a slight Ntiyas Adas. But when it comes to Din Nefashas, you have to have stronger than a slight Ntiyas Adas, based on that Pasuk, the Hitzilah Hu'edim. And the Gemara has been a Get Avodah Zarah, Masechus Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Shaketz the Shaktsen of Hev to Savenu, so the Gemara says, you always go to Hachmer. Whenever there's a toss-up, had a darshan a Pasuk, so if it's a little unclear, you should always go to Hachmer, unless it's obvious that it has to be Lahakam. So they really should have been Shisha Sidre Mishnah. If I would have been the editor of the Mishnahs, I would have made Shisha Sidre Mishnah. One Seder would be Kachim, which it is. One Seder would be Dina Nefashis, which it isn't. One Seder should be Avodah Zarah, which it isn't. Then there should be one Seder Nizikin, that's Dina Mominis, and Taris, Maskim. And then Moed, Zeroy Moed, and Nashim, I would have put together as Issa Veheta. Would have had three Sedarim. What is Issa Veheta? What is Dina Mominis? One is Tumah V'Tara. And then I would have had these three. but they didn't consult me, and they did it differently. What can you do? The Gemara learns that from Psukim that Kol Ha'Oisik B'Parshas Soilu Kila Hikri Voilu. Kol Ha'Oisik B'Parshas Chatos Kila Hikri Chatos. One of the Achronim is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says in the first Perek of Masech HaShabbos that if someone is Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, he has to keep a diary, has to keep a record, and write down Kosev Al Pinkosoi. Mishneh Berurah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. He should be Kosev Al Pinkosoi that he's Chai B'Chatos because he was Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, or if he ate Chela B'Shegig, he should write down how big the kazayis was. Maybe a later bezim will come and determine that that's not big enough for kazayis. Maybe the chazanish will come and say you need a bigger kazayis, and they'll paskin that he's not chayv chatos. So you should write down, I think I'm chayv chatos because I ate so much of a volume of chaylev, and we'll have this. So some achrenim are bothered with the kasha, but koloisik the parsha schatos kilo hikrav chatos. So let him say the parsha schatos when the Beis Hamikdash will be built. He won't have to bring the chatos. It's a very strange kasha. It means under the circumstances, if that's the best you can do. So you recite the Parshas Chatos, so you get Kila Hikrav Chatos. But when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, of course you're going to bring the Chatos. What kind of a discussion? It's a silly kasha. The Mishnayis record that the practice used to be, Mishnayis increases record, after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. This is a historical phenomenon. This is not recorded in the Mishnah, this is recorded in the history books. After the Romans killed all the Jews, so many of their children and their grandchildren were trying to figure out, why did our parents and our ancestors kill all these people? What did they do? The Nazis now also, their children and their grandchildren. Why did our parents kill the Jews? So they researched it, and they fell in love with the Jewish religion, and there are more, they write in the Israeli newspapers now, there are more gerim. Proportionately, there are more gerim from the German nationality than from other nations converting. The non-Jews converting from all the nations, but it's a higher proportion from Germans. So the same thing happened after the Churban Bayis Sheni. There were more gerim from the Romans than ever used to be before, because the children were looking into it and they said, why did our parents kill the Jews? They're wonderful people. And they converted. So the Mishnayis, that's recorded in the history books. When they composed the Nusach HaTfilo, they put in Al-Geri HaTzedek. Must have been a whole group of Geri HaTzedek at that time. And you have in the Mishnah, it's different Gerim. At this, the Gerim reached a high point and they became Tanoim. They were Gerim who learned so well. They became Tanoim. Ben Hehe, Ben Bagbag, Tosin says in Chagiga, they were Gerim. So the Mishnah records the following din, that the gerim used to set aside money. A gershin, his gar has to be makar a korban oilo, just like when Bnei Yisrael had the national geris at Maimon HaSinai. So at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it's recorded that they brought korbanos. So to the doiris, we learn that from Maimon HaSinai, ma v'sech lo nichten su lebrisa le b'milo utvila v'hartzu azdomim, zrikas adam of a korban, kach le doiris, you need milo tvila and hartzu azdomim. The Rama writes milo tvila with korban. But Loshan HaGemara is Hartzoaz Damim. Hartzoaz Damim is Rikas Adam. So you need Karbonah. So what do you do? Bizman Shein, Beis HaMikdash, come hack when you accept the Ger. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that the Ger is his Chal. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Likishe, when the Beis HaMikdash, those Gerim who will be alive on the Beis HaMikdash, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, will be obligated to bring their Karbon Oilo. So the Mishnah increases record in the second parak, that the Gerim who converted after the Churban Bayis Sheni used to set aside money, Magdash the money, and set it aside that L'kishei Bona Beis HaMikdash, they thought the Beis HaMikdash was going to be rebuilt within 70 years, just like the second Beis HaMikdash was built 70 years after the first was destroyed. So they thought maybe, Rabbi Kiva thought like that, Rabbi Kiva thought Bakoichva may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, because he lived 70 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, and they thought they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash then. 7 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, so they thought they're going to build the Bayis HaShlishi. So one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a chief rabbi, so the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says he and his bez made nine takanas, and one of them was that the ger should no longer set aside money. The ger used to be mafrish rova lakino, he used to set aside a certain amount of money to bring a oila sa'if. So he abolished that because the gerim were putting aside money, putting in an envelope, and then the envelopes disappeared. So obviously the people were using the money was hegdish. So he said, it's a takola, you shouldn't do that. So what was the problem? Let the ger recite parsha soilu kilu hikruv korban oilu. So you see, kilu is not the same as hikruv korban oilu. It's a silly habamina that some of the achrayim raised the question that why do you have to write kosev al pinkosa that I'm chayv achatas? Just recite the parsha's chatas and they'll be yotze with that. The pashta says that it's under the circumstances. That's the best you can do. So most the Chofetz Chaim has a whole essay encouraging everybody to learn Seder Kodshim. And he quotes most of the Rishon, most of the Poskim assume that this special din kolo isik the parsha zoylo kil hikri voylo only applies to kochim. It applies also to the korbanas, and it applies to the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash also. That is a midrashim like that. There's a mitzvah also le mikdash. So if we study the parsha in Yecheskel, we study Mishnayis midos about the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered ki'ilu banino Beis HaMikdash, so it's kedai. But you don't say it in other areas. Let's say a guy is in Russia under the communists and he doesn't have any matzahs, so it's not going to help. He'll learn Hilchas Matzah, it'll be considered ki'ilu ochal matzah. It won't be. Or let's say I remember Rav Zevin was an old sick man, so he wasn't able to go to shul, so they say he used to learn on Monday and Thursday morning, he wasn't able to hear Kriya Sater, so he would go to Hilchas Kriya Sater. So the Mabit writes like that in his sefer. Mabit writes like that. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Kara and Tzfas. It was a younger contemporary. So he thought that Gemara goes on everything. But the Chofetz Chaim says it's only biyuchad dafke to Akrobus Karbonis and to Binya Beis Hamikdash as well. That there are midrashim like that. Kilu Bona Beis Hamikdash. The opening pasuk you have in Vayikra, Dabel B'nei Yisrael. So the Shach has on the first page, page Aleph, Omud Aleph, in Yerideya, the Shach has a running commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, then he has Hasogas on the Taz that are called Nekudas HaKesef. Pasuk in Shir Hashem says, Turizov Nasolochim Nekudas HaKesef. So the Taz called the Sefer Turizov, so the Shach wrote in Nekudas HaKesef to touch it up. He has Hasogas on the first page in Yerideya, page Aleph, Omud Aleph, the Shach has in the Kudus HaKesef that the Tanoim Darshan from the expression Darbel B'nei Yisrael, sometimes B'nei Yisrael to the exclusion of Geirim, and sometimes B'nei Yisrael to the exclusion of B'nois Yisrael, that it doesn't apply to women. So he says, how do you know when you Darshan which way? So he says, you have to have a feel. You have to know when. And sometimes they don't Darshan either. Sometimes they don't Darshan either. The Tanoim had a machlokes, whether you say in Parsha Soito, the Torah promises a miracle. That when a husband brings his wife, he's choshed that his wife had an affair. He brings the wife to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings the Karbanos, and so on. She brings the Maim HaMarim. So a miracle is promised, L'doris, that it's not poison. The Maim HaMarim is not poison. It doesn't taste good. You mix in a little offer, B'karka Mishkan, so it doesn't taste good, but it's not poison. A miracle will occur. She's going to die in Misa Mishuna if she's guilty. And if she's innocent, nothing will happen. And that's assumed to be a Bira Gomer. The husband can rely on that, it's a bira gama whether she's innocent or guilty. So there, there's a machloekes satanim. The parsha begins, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael. So there's machloekes, he can't say b'nei Yisrael or b'nei Yisrael. He can't darshan. It goes on a married couple. He can't say it's only by men, not by women. So the only question is, did he darshan b'nei Yisrael or gerin? So that was a machloekes satanim, whether he darshan. Sometimes you don't darshan either. You don't darshan with b'nei Yisrael, you don't darshan with gerin either. So the Shach says, you have to have a feel. Tanaim had a feel. So here the opening pasuk, Dabel B'nai Yisrael, so the Gemara says, B'nai Yisrael V'lo B'nai Yisrael. What do you mean? A woman can't bring a Korban Oil, a Korban Chatzos, Korban Shlomo. The woman is the same as the man. No, the mitzvah of smicha only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. So the Gemara describes that during the period of probably the second Beis HaMikdash, the Pashtus is the second Beis HaMikdash, the women felt cheated. Why they're not able to fulfill the mitzvah of smicha? All other mitzvahs, we assume the women can volunteer. Alpi Pashtus. The woman can volunteer as an Eina Mitzuvah V'yosa. By Smicha, there was a special problem, because Smicha, you have to be Soimich, you have to lean on Rosh HaPar B'chol Koichoi, in such a way that if you take away the animal, I'll fall down, not just to put your hands on. You have to lean on the animal. So that's really Avoida B'kotchim. It's not Ne'ilah, you're not being Nana from it. I don't need the whole thing. I don't need the whole thing to lean on the animal. But it's called Avoida B'kotchim. There's a lav of Ne'ilah, that's one pasuk, and then there's a lav of that's called Giza Avoida. You're not allowed to do Avoida B'choris Kachim Kalim. So Kavachayim, that it applies to Kachim Kachim. So the Nisar Avoida B'Kachim. So by a man who's obligated to do Smicha, he has no choice. So that's the halacha. He has to do Smicha. and violate, he's not in violation. He does Abayda B'Kachim, and it's not an Issa. A woman is not Mechayiv to, so the, our Giris and the Gemara is that she's not allowed to. So the Tanoim had a Machlaikis, is she permitted to volunteer imitation smicha? Just Bakufa Yedaichon. That's the Giris that we have in the Gemara Chagigah on the Avta Zayin. The women will float their hands. Rashi always writes. The Gemara has an expression, Mikufya. Mikufya means superficially. And Rashi writes that in Aramaic, the word means to float. Word means to float. Pasuk says, Vayotzef HaBarzel in Malochim, and Metargaminon, and the Targum, Yonis and Menazil writes, the Kof of Parzela. The Barzela from the hatchet floated to the top of the river. It shouldn't have. That was a miracle. So the word Vayotzef, to float, the Targum Lashon is Akufis. Akufi Yedaichu, and the Gemara means, Pashup Shad, the women are not allowed to do Smicha B'chol Koicham. They can shake a lulav. They can do other mitzvahs. They can volunteer as an enem mitzvah to do the other mitzvahs. And the Gemara Bava Kama has a machlokes who gets more reward, the one who is mitzvah v'yos or the one who is not mitzvah v'yos. We assume the maskana gadol ha-mitzvah v'yos and mimishenim mitzvah v'yos. Rabbi Yosef was a sumo. Rabbi Yosef was a sagi nohar. So originally he thought that gadol ha-mitzvah v'yos, gadol ha-mimishenim mitzvah v'yos and mimishenim v'yos. So, and there was a machlokes satanai where the suma is chai b'chol ha-mitzvah sanat. So Rabbi Yosef was hoping that the maskana should be that the one who's not mitzvah v'yosef, the one who volunteers to do a mitzvah that he's not obligated to do, gets more reward, and he was volunteering to do all the mitzvahs. So then when they told him that it's not so, that the accepted position is gadol ha-mitzvah v'yosef, mishenim mitzvah v'yosef, so then Rabbi Yosef said, oh, if someone will establish it, someone will prove to me that suma is chai b'mitzvahs, I'll throw a party, because then it'll come out, mitzvah v'yosef, I'm getting more reward. So so we usually assume a woman is permitted to volunteer or to listen to shofar and to donate machzah shekel. Women are not mechuyev to give machzah shekel. If they give, Mishnah says you accept it. And all the mitzvahs that the women are part of, we usually assume if they want to volunteer, they may. The only machlokes is on the smicha. So the smicha did not allow to do alpi pashim because it's avoda b'kachim. It's only muta for the one who's mechuyev to do it. So the women are not allowed to do it. So the question is, does it make sense to make nachas ruach l'nashim, to make them feel good, let them do an imitation mitzvah? So the Gemara has a klal in Maseches Sukkah, I think it's Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis or something, in Lulav HaGozel, do you permit an imitation mitzvah? The Gemara says, what if there's 1 year, there's no esrik? You don't have an esrik. So the Tanoim have a discussion, should you take a lemon instead? Kedei shelo tishtakach mitzvahs dalaminim, the children shouldn't forget. The child is growing up and they're not going to see anybody shaking a little. He won't understand why. So the Gemara has, maybe there's a habit he should take a lemon instead. So the Brisa says, no, lo yavi, why not? It's a good consideration. Kadosh lo tishtakach. Gemara says, dil manafik b'nei churba. The kid will see that they used a lemon and it says sunkist on it. So obviously it's a lemon. So next year he'll think, next year they will have a sregim. Next year the kid will think, but last year we used a lemon. So why can't you use a lemon this year? So that's the klal that the Gemara has. Are you permitted? Do we recommend? Is it okay to do an imitation mitzvah? Not. So the klal is, if you're concerned nafik b'nei churva, then you're not allowed to do it. If no concern of nafik b'nei churva exists, then you do permit it. The Aderis has a whole kutras, zecha lahakel. Is it permissible to go to the Kosel HaMaravi on Chalamoid Sukkis of the following Shnas HaShemitah, when you're supposed to have a mitzvah of hakel? Is it permissible to go? Now we don't have any melech, so the real mitzvah of hakel we don't have. So would it be permissible to have an imitation hakel, zechal hakel? So when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, so he wrote, they asked him in Shaima. So he said, he asked around, and he heard that they had been doing it for years. He moved to Eretz Yisrael at something like 1901, and he died a few years after. And he asked around, and he said, Malamdim and Me'er Shorim always did it. They took their children to the Kosel HaMaravi every 7 years on the Chalamoid Sukkis of the year following Shnas HaShemitah, and they would read from the Chumash, and then they'd make a Zechel HaKel, and they never heard that any Kilkel came out. So he says he thinks that it's permissible. That's the Klal in the Gemara. That's the Klal in Shulchan Aruch. As in the Hilchos Shofar also. If the only Shofar in town is a Pasul or Shofar, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Poskim, would you recommend they should blow Shofar without a Bracha, Kedei Shelo Tishtakach Mitzvah Shofar? So he quotes the pasuk, and we recommend that it's not a smart idea, because next year they will have a shofar. Now remember, last year we blew shofar with this one. They won't remember we blew without a bracha, just as a zecher. So that's the klal that the Gemara has. Is it permissible to do an imitation mitzvah? Depends whether it's is there a chashash of nafik b'nei churva, or is there not such a chashash? But the pashtus is the whole discussion only gets off the ground if there's a mitzvah that you can't fulfill. It means that women cannot fulfill the mitzvah of smicha b'chol koicham because it's an isra avayda b'kachim. Or if you don't have a shayfra, you don't have a kosher esrog. So you don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So then there's a discussion, can you do an imitation mitzvah? The Gemara points out that there are dalar avaydis adam and the korban that are ma'akeh b'dieved. Dalar avaydis adam, shchita kabbalah haylocha zrika. The Gemara says, in another place, shchita lab avaydahi. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how can it be shchita lab avaydahi? Shchita is an avaydah. It's one of the dalar avaydis adam. I mean, shchita lab avaydahi just means that it's kosher bizarre. You don't need a koyin for that avaydah. A zar, a non-kohen, can also shech, but it is certainly is an avoda. There is a machlokes hatanoim. We pass in la'alocha that the one who does a shechita does not have to stand in the azara. He can stand out of the azara by kabbalah halacha zrika. You need a kohen to do the avoda. So you need the kohen, has to wear big dekun, it has to be in the azara. There's kedushas kunish abamigdash and kedushas kunish abigvulin. So if the kohen is wearing big dekun and standing in the azar, then he has this higher level of kedushas kunish abamigdash. If he's going to stand outside of the azar and just stick his hands in and do the kabbalah sadam, and the zvika sadam is going to stand here and throw the dam to the mizbeach, so that it won't be kosher. He has to stand in the azar. By shchita, then shchita ksher bazar, so you don't need a kohen to do it. So you don't require that he should stand in the azar. It's a machlokes hatanoim. One Tana holds, no, he has to stand in the Azor, even though he doesn't have to be a Kohen. We Paskin, he doesn't even have to stand in the Azor. It's very difficult. You're going to stand out of the Azor, but the Mokam Ashkita is very far away. You're going to have a very long knife, the length of this room. It's going to be very difficult to shift. So theoretically.
Is that the same kind of focus we have by Sukkot? So it's similar
focus, but then I'd say outside your meaning? No, that's a Machlokes on a Din, the Rabbana. If a person is Rosh Ruba Vesuka B'Shulchan Achutz L'Sukah Shulchan B'Sach HaBayis, that's Machlek B'Sham B'Silo, is there Gzeira De Rabbanu Shem Yimashach Hacha Shulchan. But there we know what the din is. You need Rosh Ruba should be in the Sukah. Here, no, it's not Gzeira De Rabbanu. Here we're talking about Dinim Derais. Here the din is that Rosh Ruba is not enough. The Gemara said, let's say the Kohen has long hair, and the Kohen is standing in the Azorah, and his hair is hanging out of the Azorah. The Gemara says, no good. It's not enough. Rosh Viruba should be in the Azorah. You have to have the whole Kohen, and all of his hair, the whole Kohen from top, from head to toe, should be in the Azorah when he does the Avodah. The Gemara says that these are the Dalar Avodah Adam. Shchita Kabbalah Eloch Azrika. Shchita Lam Avodah, he means that it's kosher bizarre, but it's still one of the Dalar Avodah. Then the Gemara has in the beginning of the second parak in Soita, the Gemara quotes a long Tosefta, that there's a parallel to a korban mincha. A normal mincha, you need kemitza. So you have kemitza. Kemitza is parallel to shchita. In what way is it parallel to shchita? So Rashi explains, because what is the gedder of shchita's kachim? So Rashi explains, levare chela gavoya, the separate, the shchita that we do to shecht animals is the method of killing the animal. Shchita by kachim is an avoid. It's not the method of killing the animal. It's the method whereby we separate the dam shanashama yotzebo, which is going to be nizrak on the mizbeach. So the purpose of the shchita as an avoida, the korban is levarer chelak avoya, to separate the chelak, the dam shanashama yotzebo, that has to be nizrak on the mizbeach. So the parallel by korban mincha is kmitza. After the kohen has to do the kmitza, even though the kmitza is parallel to the shchita, the kmitza has to be done be gufa shal kohen. So you need a kohen for that. So kmitza is keneged shchita because of the levar chela gavoya. You're going to separate the kaimitz, which is going to be burnt on mizbeach, and the shiori hamincha, the shiorim are going to be necholim to zichri kuhuna. Then you need kiddush kli, just like shchita kabbalah, you need kabbalah and a kli shoreis. So according to mincha, when you start, you have to have kiddush kli. All karbonis behema in oaf, when you say harayz oela, harayz shlomim, harayz achatos, harayz karbon pesach, whatever, so right away it gets a kedusha aguf la mizbeach. When you separate menachas and esochim, that's the name of the perek, ha menachas van sochim, at the end of masachas menachas. So when you set aside a bottle of wine and a sack of flour, you say, Harei ze kodesh b'kedushas yayin, I want to do nisach hayayin. So it only gets to kedushas damim l'mizbeach. It doesn't get to kedushas guf l'mizbeach until you do the kiddush kli. You have to put it into a kli sharis. So before you begin, amarach zvansach mishikitsha b'kli. That's how the parak begins. So before you do the kmitza, you have to put the mincha in a kli. Then you take out the kaimitz, and you have to put the kaimitz into a separate kli sharis. By Kabbalah Adam, by Karbonis, you say Shchita Kabbalah. Call it Kabbalah Adam in a kli sharis because there was no kli sharis before. You didn't have to put the animal in a kli sharis, but the mincha to begin with was in a kli sharis. You had to be mekadosh the mincha. Then you have to, and let's say you mekadosh the mincha, then you pour it into a different kli chol. It's also no good. You have to pour it into another kli kodesh. You have to be mekadosh the mincha before you do the kmitz, and the kmitz has to be done while the mincha is in a kli sharis, and then you take the kometz out and you put into another kli sharis. That's parallel to kiddush kli. So that's kmitza, kiddush kli. Then you have halacha, it's parallel to halacha sadam. You have to be moilach kometz to the mizbech, and then you have haktoras hakometz, it's parallel to the zrika sadam. So the Gemara learns that from psukim b'yom tzavos and parshas tzav. It says, Yom Tzavos HaLahakrav is Korban Eim, that Avodas HaKorbanos has to be done by Yom. All Avodas have to be done by Yom. So the Gemara says, not all. Minchasim in Iskeim HaFilo Balayla. Let's say you bring a Korban, and in conjunction with the Korban, you bring Yayin LaNesach, or you bring a Mincha. Minchasim in Iskeim Kemedubar, that Mincha doesn't have any Kemitza. The only time you do Kemitza is if a person is Menadev a Korban that consists of a Mincha. But if you bring a carbon behema and in conjunction with the carbon you bring menachas and esachim, so you don't do kmitza on that. You burn the whole mincha on the mizbeach. So that mincha that doesn't have kmitza, so that can be done balayla. That can be done balayla. And the nisach hayayin also. If a person donates yayin, that's the whole carbon, so you have to do the nisach hayayin by yom. But if the nisach hayayin is mechasim and this came in conjunction with another carbon, the carbon was karabayam. So the Gemara learns that from psukim that hamenachas v'ansachim is even balayla. You only need yom for avodas adam. The dalar avodas adam or the dalar avodas by mincha that parallel to the dalar avodas adam that has to be by yom. That's why he spoke earlier this year, I think. The Gemara says that duchening is considered like avoda zaka only kohanim duchen is the duchen at the conclusion of hakrovas kabbalas tzibur in the Beis Hamikdash. We do the same. The Keren Ohr explains on Soita, we duchen at the conclusion of chazaras hashatz. It's like there's a korban yochen and there's a korban tzibur, so too there's a tefilas hayochen, there's a tefilas hatzibur. So when we say the bracha v'tzeir shem v'keir v'amchi sol v'is filosam, Ritzui is a technical term that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nirtzo lo l'chaper olam. Ritzui is a technical term in Tanakh that usually ruba de ruba, 99% of the time it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepting karbanas b'rotzen. Once in a long while it's applied to a situation not in karbanas, but usually it's kemat always, the Baal HaTanya points out in Igeres HaTshuva, that Ruba de Ruba of the time, the word Ritzu in Tanakh appears in connection with HaKrovas HaKarbonis. So when you say Ritzei, so it's considered as if the Tfilas HaYochid was converted into a Karban Yochid. When the Chazan recites the Chazaras HaShatz, it's a Tfilas HaTzibur, it says Ritzei HaShem V'Kan V'Am Chisol of this philosophy means accept the Tfilas HaTzibur, it should be accepted as if we offered a Karban Tzibur. Oh, Karban Tzibur, so at the conclusion of Karbonis Tzibur, you duchen, and we assume that that's their isa. Duchening, Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Yankev Emden and Marek Tzia. The duchening b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Gemara says you only duchen at the conclusion of Hakrobas Karbanas Sibur. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a nice idea, but it's not correct. Duchening today is their isa. But the title that he had is correct. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Duchening is only their isa at the conclusion of Karbanas, Hakrobas Karbanas Sibur. So the Keren Ohr explains, based on Keren Ohr was the younger brother of the Mishkanes Yankiv. When his brother passed away, he took over the Rabbanus in Karlin. He was fighting with the Stalin and Karlin are twin cities. You just walk 5 minutes and you're in Stalin. So he was always fighting with the, he, the Mishkan as Yanka. Yanka Lekalina learned in Valojin. He was from the early Talmidim of Rav Chaim Valojin. So he was always disagreeing with the Chassidish practices. He was presenting the position of the Talmidei HaGro, because he had learned in Valojin. So the Kevinori was the younger brother. He took over after the Mishkan Zyankim passed away. So his Tshuva Baduchening is based on what his brother wrote in the Mishkan Zyankim, and he elaborates upon it. When the Chazan offers the Tfilah Ritzei, so the Tfilah Satzibur is considered as if it had been converted men HaTorah to a Korban Sibur. So at the conclusion of HaKrovus Kabbalah Sibur, that's when you Duchen. So the, because Duchening is connected with HaKrovus Kabbalah Sibur, so the Gemara says that it's called an Avodah. So that's why most of the Rishayim were of the opinion that Duchening is only by Yom. And the Mishnah says in the end of Tainus that there's no Duchening by Ma'ariv. How come there's no Duchening by Ma'ariv? So they all said, because Ken Duchen Balailo, Duchening is an Avodah, it's only by Yom. And they quote, the Maril quotes, the only place where they used to Duchen Balailo was in Frankfurt. And they were all upset about it. How come they're Duchening Balailo? It's against all the Rishayim. So the Maharil comes to defend the practice in Frankfurt, and Shagas Aryeh has a sefer Gvuras Ari, Amaseches Tainus, so the last piece that conks out in the middle, the manuscript is missing the last couple lines, but that's clearly what he's driving at. So they come, the Maharil with the Shagas Aryeh and the Gvuras Ari come to defend the Minik Frankfurt. Why they used to duchen by Neila in the middle of the night? The Chazan finishes Chazaras Hashas. It's already after Tzeisa Kochavim. And at Frankfurt, which is the one place in the world that they used to duchen, even though it's in the middle of the night. Aye, but the Rishonim say not so. So if our emphasis says no, duchening is an avodah, but it's not parallel to avodah Saddam. It's an avodah like Menchasim and Iskeim, like Menachas and Esochim, that come in conjunction with another carbon. Duchening comes at the conclusion of Akrobas Kabbalah Siva. The Kabbalah Siva have to be Bayom. The Dalar avodah Saddam have to be Bayom. But the duchening is like an avodah, but it does mean that it's like avodah Saddam. So they said, they tain, and that can be done by Laila.
Okay. Let me say again, I'll share that
the idea of like saying tefillah is like carbon, it's only if there's no carbon, you're not actually equivalent. So wouldn't it make more sense that it's only there upon them, even though you're saying it's saying? That's where Rabbi Yankev Hemden tain is, and the Mishnah Brura has a footnote, Kuf Chav Ches, where he shows from all over the place that it's not so. We assume that Duchening today is also Menatayr. So we assume that this idea that when you recite the Karbonus is considered as if you offer the Karbonus works on a certain level, even Menatayr, not just Midirabban. You still have to bring the Karbonus when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, but still considered as if the person brought the carbon. Minchas Kohen, says in Minchas Kohen doesn't have kmitza. Minchas Kohen is kolot tokta, you burn the whole thing, you don't do kmitza. But you do the hailoche and the haktori, you do. You don't have dalad avodas, you only have gimel avodas. You only have shtei avodas. You don't have kmitza, you don't have kiddush kli. But the other two you do have. Hailoche and haktori you have. All year long, there are karbonas sibah to meet him in Masaf, and you say Menchos when this came. So those menachas are not necholim. Those menachas are completely burnt. But once a year, there's a Minchas HaOmer. That's a korban sibah, Minchas HaOmer. And you do kmitze, you burn the kohenim on the Mizbeach, and the shiori ha-mincha necholim, the zichri kohuna. So the Mishnah Shkolim records that the Bizman Bayit Sheni, there was a period of time to the end of the Bayit Sheni period, that the kohenim said they're not allowed to give machzah shekel, it's an issa. They're going to participate, give machzah shekel, then they're not allowed to eat the shiur, the shiraim of the Minchas HaOmer, because it's a shutfah between the Kohanim and the non-Kohanim. And Minchas Kohen is called a toktor. You're not supposed to do a kmitza and then have the Kohanim eat the shiuri ha-mincha. So Rabbi Yechem Azaka was the chief rabbi, so the Mishnah goes, Rabbi Yechem Azaka said, wrong! They said, kol kohen ha-shekel choytei. Any kohen who gives machzah shekel is sinning, because he's making the Minchas HaOmer into a Minchas HaShutvim of Kohanim and Yisraelim and Leviim, and a Minchas Kohen is called a Toktor, and the din is that you eat the Shiori HaMincha of the Minchas HaOmer. So Rabbi Yechman Zakai was the chief rabbi towards the end of the period of the Baal Shem, so he said the reverse. Kol Kohen She'ena Shekel Choytei. They're all mechayiv to give Machzah Shekel. There were Leviim who said the whole Shevet Levi doesn't have to give Machzah Shekel, not because of Minchas Kohen Kol Ol Toktor, for a different reason. Kol Ha'ever Al Apkudi B'ben Es Moshana V'Amala. So they said, Kol Ha'ever, whoever crossed through the Yamsuf. Somehow, they say, Shevet Levi was different. Shevet Levi is not mechuyev to give machzah shekel. So we don't pass like that. Shevet Levi is mechuyev even kohanim mechuyev. What about the taina that they had? So how can they eat the shiraim of the minchas koyin? It's a kolol toktor. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over from the darshanim in Europe that a korban tzibur is not the same as a shutvus of all of the Jews in the whole wide world. Tzibur is a separate entity. It's an abstract concept of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not shutvim, me, you, and the other guy, millions of people, whoever is alive now. Klal Yisrael includes from the days of Avraham Avinu until Yemos HaMashiach. Everybody is called Klal Yisrael. Ein HaTzibur Mesim. There's no din of a korban chatush mesa by korban tzibur, because the tzibur is never mesed. Tzibur is a concept, an abstract concept. So in this tzibur, they don't say the tzibur are kohanim. Some of them are kohanim. The tzibur is the tzibur. It's not considered as, it's not the same as the korban hashut. It's a different concept. There's a Ramban HaChumash has like that. It was a chut asikra, the mizbeach achitzain was 10 amas tall. It was 9 amas tall. The roof of the top of the mizbech was 9 amas tall. And in each corner there was a big block that was amo alama alama. So the top of the block was 10 amas tall. And the top of the mizbech was 9 amas tall. At the point, sikra is red. So at the point of 5 amas high, there was a chuta sikra. There was a painted red line around the whole mizbech. So you know, this is lamaila mechuta sikra, this is lamata mechuta sikra. Lamaila mechuta sikra, the whole thing is called the keren. Lamata mechuta sikra, the whole thing is called the yisoid. The Karen is really, it's technically speaking, it's only the big cube in the corner, Amal Alama. But above the Chut HaSikra, the whole upper part is called Karen, the whole lower part, the Yisod is also. The Yisod was wider than the rest of the Mizbeach, and it went up in Amma and it went in in Amma. So when you have Shiori Hadam, Hayon Nishpochama, Yisod HaMizbeach, that's the Yisod all the way down there. But also anything below the Chut HaSikra is called the Yisod. So some of the korbanos had to have zrikas adam lemaila michut asikra. Some had to have zrikas adam lamata michut asikra. When you learn vayikra, if you don't know the mishnayos, the whole thing looks like one big jungle, and everything is just totally confusing. Once you know the mishnayos, so everything jumps out from you with the psukim. Oh, this is this, and this is this, and this is the other thing. Everything, the tanoim made a whole system out of everything, and everything is always gehalt. So the din is all korbanos behema. The Zvikas Adam is always Lamata Michut HaSikra, except for Chatos, which is Lamaila Michut HaSikra. And by Korbanos Ha'if, it's the reverse. Chatos Ha'if is Lamata Michut HaSikra, and Olas Ha'if is Lamaila Michut HaSikra. The different types of Korbanos, some of them are Kochi Kochim, some of them are Kochim Kalim. Yeah. What's Kochi Kochim? Ola, Chatos, Osham, all Menochas are Kochi Kochim. And what's Kochim Kalim? Shlomim, Toda, Chor, Maisa, Pesach is all Kochim Kalim. Yeah. Shlomim is a hybrid. Shalme Yochid is Kochim Kalim, and Shalme Tzibur, Kivsi Atzeres, it brought on Shavuos, as Shalme Tzibur. Zivche Shalme Tzibur Vashomas is Kochim Kalim. So Shlomim is the one korban that sometimes it's Kochim Kalim, sometimes Kochim Kalim, depending whether it's a Shalme Yochid or a Shalme Tzibur. What are the differences lalacha between kochi kochim and kochim kalim? So the kochi kochim shchitas matzofen says in Azar Mekoyman in the siddur. Kochi kochim shchitas matzofen. Tzofen is the right hand side of the Azar. Most people are righties, and we always consider the right hand or the right side as being more important than the left side. I guess the lefties are unhappy about that. What can you do? That's the lalacha. A lefty is puzzled. A coin who's a lefty is puzzled to do avodah. Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat that is called a balmum. That's a very difficult pshat. A lefty is a balmum. And the other pshat that Rashi is that a lefty can't be zorek the dam because it's zrikas adam. Avoida has to be done by imin. Imin means this side of the body, and it means it should be meyuman bekoyach, the stronger hand. So if he's a lefty, so he doesn't have a right hand al pidin. This hand is the right side of the body, but that hand is stronger. So the yamin, the avodah has to be done, the yamin means the right-hand side of the body should be the stronger one. One of the rabbanim makes fun of that Rashi. There's a gemara in Ksuvis, that if a man gets married and he finds out that the girl had a mum that he wasn't aware of when he was dating her, so it's a kiddush etoy. So the gemara says, whatever is a mum by kohanim is a mum by chasana, and it's the kiddush etoy. I mean, a guy gets married and he finds out, rachmana litzlan, the girl is a lefty, So it's a kiddushet toes. How can it be? So the pashtus is like the other pshat that Rashi. Rashi gives two pshatim there in the Mishnah Pcheres. Middle of Pcheres, you have all the listing of all the what's a balmum by behema, what's a balmum by the kohanim. So the pashtus pshat is that a lefty is not a balmum, but it's possible to do avoyu. So the din is that kachikach mishchitas matzofim v'kibol damim v'chlisharis batzofim. Yeah. How come it only says kibol damim v'chlisharis batzofim? It doesn't say shchitasim v'chlisharis batzofim. So Tosis on the first Mishnah in Zalmakayman makes that deal. It says shchitasim atzofim, kibol damim v'chlisharis batzofim. Never says you need shchita with the klisharis. That sounds like you don't need shchita with the klisharis. So there are three opinions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold shchita does need a klisharis. Because there is a Gemara in Menachos on Daf Ayin Ches, but the Gemara says the sakin mekadesh. When you shech the animal, the sakin is mekadesh. Just like when you put Menachos and the Sochem into a klisharis, the klisharis is mekadesh. So when you shech that animal, the sakin is mekadesh. So the klisharis has kedusha. That's why it's mekadesh. So the simple reading of the Gemara is sakin mekadesh means that the sakin is a klisharis. So that's one opinion in Tosfos. Then the other opinion of Taisus is no, sakin mekadesh means avodas hashchita is mekadesh the animal. It's not the sakin is a klisha. Sakin doesn't have to be, has to be a kli, but it doesn't have to, has to have its source a kli, but it doesn't have to be a klisha. And the Rambam's opinion is that l'chatchila should be a klisha, but it's not miyak. The three different opinions in the Rishonim by shchita of all karbonis, not only kochim kochim, whether shchita needs a sakin, does the sakin have to be a klisha or not? So there's one din, the shchita in the Kabbalah Saddam have to be bitzofim by kochim kochim. Bitzofim means the right hand side of the azar. Kochim kam can be in shchitas mechomokim azar. Kibbutomim also mechomokim azar. What's another difference? The zman achila is more restricted. The more mekudush it is, so the shorter the zman achila is, and the mokim achila is restricted. Kochim kochim have to be in echel in the azar, only by zichre kuhuna. Just like Kohenes cannot be makar of karbonis. A woman Kohenes cannot be makar of karbonis. A Kohenes, her father was a Kohen, she's a Kohenes, cannot eat chatas and osham and shiori menachas. The Kohanim Eichelim, the Bailam is kaprim, the Achilas Kohanim is considered as if it's part of the Avodah. So just like you don't need big dekune, but you need a male Kohen, and he has to eat it in the Azorah. If you take out the Azorah, nifs will be yotze, even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. Just like kachim kalim, the mokum is Yishalayim. So if you take the kachim kalim out of Yishalayim, bring it back in, it's already nifsal b'yotze. So the mokum of the kachim is more restricted than the mokum of the kachim kalim. Mokum of the kachim is only the azara. And the zman is also more restricted. It's only nechel yom v'layla. Chata, sosha, mincha is only yom v'layla. The lechem aponim is also a din of kachim. Only nechel, you take it off on Shabbos morning, you put on the new lechem upon him, and the Kohanim have to eat it. That Shabbos, Motzoi Shabbos, till Chatzos, Benatar, they can eat it till Alois on Shachar. We told them you have to finish eating it by Chatzos. So the Mokam Achila is restricted. Kochi Kochim is only eaten in the Azorah, and the, who can eat it? Only Zichre Kuna can eat it. And the Zman Achila is restricted. There are Kochim Kalim where the Zman Achila is also only Yom. Let's say toida korban shlamim mishnayam velaylechen, and the toida is only on velaylo. Okay, that's a chiddush. But basically, kochim kalim, let's say korban pesach, also very restricted. But still, kochim kalim. Usually, the mokum achila is less restricted, is Yerushalayim, and the people are less restricted. Yisraelim can also eat it, not only kohanim. That's a big machlokes. The Mishlei Melech raises the question, and he quotes. We don't have it in our Taisa, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes missing sections from the Balei HaTaisa. What did the Kohanim eat? The Kochim Kalim in the Azara, but we have a klal Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara, Ela the Malchit Beis David Balvad. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara. So they have to eat the Kochim Kalim, they have to eat the Kochim Kochim in the Azara in a standing position. The Gemara says in Gittin that it's unhealthy to eat or to drink in a standing position. It says in Shulchan Aruch that even the people who have the minhag to recite Kiddush Havdalah in a standing position, they should sit down before they drink the wine. It's not healthy to eat in a fast food shop, to eat a sandwich in a standing position. So the Kohanim always are commended to do it every single day. They ate all the chatos and oshim and menachas, they ate everything in a standing position. So the Mishlei Melech quotes, the Shittim Gubetz's quotes from the Balei HaTosfos, It's not printed in the regular text, but on the side of the Gemara they have it. It's a machloikas. So some say for the purpose of eating kachim, 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 since you have to eat it, v'haysa lehem l'mashcha, l'mashcha l'gedula, k'dach sham l'achim achlim, so they used to have a hetter to sit in the Azara in order to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas kachim, kachim, in a more bekavadik way. It's a difficult, opinion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his sefer an Asman Deraisa. He was a genius. So he shows that there were, there were places that that had Kedusha Sazara, where you were allowed to eat kochi, kochi, kochim, where you are allowed to sit. So he said they probably ate it over there. If you have a place, a room, a chamber, which is Nivne Bechol, it's built on the Harabayas, the areas on Harabayas, but the only way to get into it is Pasuach LaKodesh. You have to walk, you have to enter this room by walking through the Azor. So he shows from Taisus that you're allowed to eat, the Mishnayos say, you're allowed to eat Kochim Kochim there. If it's Bani Bechol, the Pasuach LaKodesh, you're allowed to eat Kochim Kochim there, and Taisus shows something more, you're allowed to sit there. So he says that's the solution to the whole problem. Eat it over there. The special places where you are allowed to sit. There are different kinds of chatos, the Gemara points out. There's a chatos chelev and there's a chatos nachshon. Chatos chelev is an expression. The Torah says if a person does an aver b'shoigeg, he's chayv a chatos. What kind of an aver are you talking about? So the Gemara explains, the Tanaim explains, that the opening Mishnah increases. Mishnah lists off lamed vav krisas amuras batar. Mishnah lists off all the 36 averes for which one is punished with koris. So the klal is if a person violates an aver b'shoigeg, and the aver is such a chomedik aver that if he would have done it amazing, it would have been chayv koris, then kol she has done a koris, and she gigos a chatos. Then you chayv chatos. That's what we call chatos chelev, lav dapke chelev. It means chelev is a dugma. Chatos chelev means anyone who violated one of the lamed vav krisis is chayv. Then you have other chatos also, chatos is lachaper. Then you have chatos nachshon. On the Shmini Limiluim was Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so the first 12 days in Chodesh Nissan, Shivas Mamiluim were the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar, and Yud Beis Nisim brought the Kabbalah, the first 12 days in Chodesh Nissan, Shana Hashnil, it says Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Nachshon Ben Aminadab brought on the first day, and he brought a Chatos. What Avera was it Mechapa for? The Gemara said it wasn't Mechapa on any Avera. It had all Adinim like a Chatos, you do 4 Zrikas on the 4 Kindness on Mizbeach. And you have the Kohen eat it, and it's Kochi Kochim, and Yom Alay, Lo'at Chatzos, and the Mokam Achila is the Azor, and so on. But it's not a Chatos L'chaper. So we call it a Chatos Nashen. It's a Chatos Shalom L'chaper. Sometimes there's a Chatos that's not for the purpose of Kapur. Then the Gemara has, there's a name of the Perik, the second Perik increases, it says, Abo Mechusri Kapur. There are Korbonas, some of them are Chatos Taker, that are not lechaper at all. There are karbonas that are called mechusri kapar. There are 4 people, abon mechusri kapar, who are the 4 zab, zav, yoledes, and mitzorah. These 4 people who are tome, so when the tumor ends, when the tumor condition goes away, so first they have to go to mikveh, and after mikveh they have to have hayrav shemesh, and after hayrav shemesh then they have to bring karbonas. So the tumor is removed in 3 stages. Tovol v'yolah, the Gemara in the first daf in Brachas quotes a Mishnah. Tovol v'yolah. Once the person goes to the mikveh, he's already tohar. He's permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. Otherwise, you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni in the state of tumah. You say in vidoy ma'aser, lo biyarti mimenu b'tumah. I did not consume the ma'aser sheni in the state of tumah. Whether I'm tumah or the ma'aser sheni is tumah. So tovol v'yolah. When the person comes out of the mikveh, even though he didn't yet have harav shemesh, he's oichel b'ma'aser. He's permitted to eat ma'aser sheni, and if he touches Chulin, he won't be metamei because a tvilyom is not metamei kochim, but he's not allowed to eat truma. So, with respect to eating truma, says ovah shemesh v'tahir. Whenever he goes to mikveh, he has to wait till higher shemesh following. Even if he waits 20 years, he has to wait another higher shemesh following the time that he goes to the mikveh, and then he's permitted to eat truma. And if he touches truma, if a tvilyom touches truma, he passes the truma. That's a din deraisa. Not only tvilyom is not allowed to eat truma in kachim, if he touches truma, he touches kachim, he'll passel it. And then with respect to, there are 4 people who are tomei, zab, zav, yaledes, and mitzorah. They're so tomei that even after they went to the mikveh, and even after they had harav shemesh, they still retain a slighter degree of tumah. They're not allowed to eat karbonis, not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash and not allowed to be makriv karbonis. If a kohen is a chusa kippurim and he does that, he enters the Beis HaMikdash, makriv karbonis, the whole karbon is pasul because he's a tamei vis-a-vis kachin, the mechusa kippurim. So the Gemara has in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, it's a different type of a karbon. The Gemara increases, gives a mashal. Just like a person is toivel in a mikveh, it removes the tumah. So too, when you bring the karbonis, mechusri kapar, the zabzavi yoladis and mitzara, that completes the tahara procedure. So the Gemara has the following. Let's say a person touched a dead mouse. Dead mouse is one of the shmana shots, mahamur matar, achbar, one of the shmana shots. So some people have mice in their homes, other people don't have mice. Okay. So let's say you touch a dead mouse, so you become tummy, tumas maga. So let's say he touches 10 mice. He touches 10 dead mice. Does he have to be tovel and mikveh 10 times? Mora says, no. There are 10 reasons why he's tummy. He's tovel and mikveh once. Goodbye. The whole tumma is removed. So let's say the woman had 10 sets of babies. Let's say my wife had 9 babies. So when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, she has to bring 9 sets of karbonas. But the minute she brings the first set of karbonas, she went to mikveh since and she had Har Shemesh since. But she still didn't bring the karbonas. So the Gemara says, just like if a person went to 10 different funerals, he has to have Halosh Shlishi Shvi 10 times. No, the 10 reasons why he's Tameh becomes Tahar when he has Halosh Shlishi Shvi with Paraduma. When he goes to the mikveh, he becomes Tahar. So too over here, if a woman had 9 babies, and then she brings the first set of karbanas, that already removes the whole tumah, like a person going to mikveh once removes all the tumah. Vashara she'll be mechuyev to bring the other 8 sets of karbanas because of the mitzvah bringing the mechusri kapar. But the mechusri kapar removes the tumah, that's when you bring the first one. So the Gemara says it's a different type of a karban. The karbanas mechusri kapar is a different type of a karban. Mashal, the Gemara has a din. Hakol tzich m'das chutz m'mchusir kapar. It's tak in the door. Madaf lamed vovem et aleph. When a person brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, let's say the person was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig and has to bring a korban chata. So his next door neighbor is a good Samaritan. He wants to do him a favor. So he sends in money to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, my next door neighbor I know is mechal Shabbos b'shoigig and it feels bad. And he does tshuva. And he has to bring a korban chatos. You be makriv. I send in the money. I say, you be makriv the korban for my next door neighbor, and send him a letter that korban chatos has been taken care of. So the Gemara says he can't do that. Hakol tzichem das korban chatos. The guy said, Hare alai oilo. He has to know that they're being makriv. He has to know before they're makriv it that they're being makriv the korban for him. So every korban, the Gemara has a discussion in Erechim when they need the das. B'shas hakdasha, b'shas rikas adam, b'shas shchita. When they need das, a whole discussion. Sometimes it says, you don't always need das. But in principle, you do need das. Sometimes we substitute zochin. It's considered as if there had been das. So the Gemara says, mechutzir kapar, don't need das. Mechutzir kapar, don't need das. Let's say someone has a young child, and the child has a disease. The kid is a metzaira, or the kid is a zav, or a zav, or something. A little child can also become a zav, or a zav. It's a sickness, and then it gets better. So the young child is way before bar mitzvah. Let's say it got better and you mitahir the baby, then you want to bring the karbonis on behalf of the baby. The child shouldn't be considered mechusi kippurim. So when I come on Pesach, I want to eat korban Pesach. I want my little child also to eat the korban Pesach. So how can he be makriv a korban on behalf of the child? He's a lab bar das. How called tzrichim das? So the Gemara says, no. How called tzrichim das? Chutz mi mechusi kapur. Shekein, or the maybe karbonis, al bonav ibnos of haktanim. You can bring the karbonis mechusi kapur on behalf of your children. Like I can push the child in the mikveh. It doesn't matter whether he understands what's going on or not. He becomes tahor. Even Bal Korcha becomes tahor. The same thing, the karbonis mechusi kippurim is compared to tefillah and a mikvah. So it's a different kind of a korban. Mechusi kippurim is a different kind. The Mishnah says there are another two, the abo mechusi kippur who are tomei, the zab zavi aledus, and so then there are another two people who are in a certain sense a mechusi kippur, the ger and the nazir. The nazir calls money, doesn't bring the karbonis, is still not allowed to drink wine. Acha yishta noza yain. After he starts bringing the karbonis, so then he's allowed to drink wine and cut his hair. So the bringing of the karbonis on nazir is in a certain sense a matir. It's not a mitahir, like the Abba Mechuzik Kabar Zab Ziyavi Leidus and Mitzara, they're still considered Tmeim with respect to entering Beis HaMikdash. So by the Nazir, he's not an issue of Tomei, but he still has the Yisuri Nazir till he begins to bring the Karbonus on Nazir. The same thing the Ger. The Mishnah says Ger in a certain sense also Mechuzik Kippurim. A Gershon is Geyer, has Kabbalah on mitzvahs, and he has Toivel and Mikveh, he had a Bris Milah, everything. Kozman, he does bring the Korban, his Geris is incomplete. With respect to what? He's not allowed to eat Korbanus. Let's say somebody brings a Korban Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then he wants to share it with other people. He can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, in the Old City. So there's a Ger in the Old City. So, but the Ger never brought his Korban. So the Ger is Jewish. He can be mitzvah to a minion. He has to shake a lulav. He has to lay tefillin. He has to daven. I say kriyashma every day, but he can't eat karbonis. With respect to eating karbonis, he's considered like he's missing a little bit. He has an incomplete kedushas Yisrael till he brings the korban agiyah. So the Mishnah says that basically abo mechusir kapar hu atmeim, and the bringing of the korban is mashlo in the tahara procedure, and the ger and the nazir in a certain sense are also considered the mechusir kapar. Then you have an institution of a carbon oil of a yoreid in the parsha. Then you have it later in other parshas as well. Oil of a yoreid, what does it mean? Oil of a yoreid. I remember I had a professor who didn't know chumash. He thought oil of a yoreid had something to do with the 15 steps in between Ezra's Yisrael and Ezra's Noshim. It has nothing to do with the 15 steps. Oil of a yoreid means the price of the carbon goes up and down depending how much you can afford. So if you can afford it, there are different kinds of oil of yoreid. Some parshas Vayikra, you have an oil of yoreid by three averis. You have by tumas migdash v'kadosha. If a person was tummy by mistake, he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate kachim, he has to bring oil of yoreid, chattas oil of yoreid. Or by shvuas bitui, a person took a shvua not to eat potato chips. Then if he got all about it, he ate the potato chips. And the third one is shvuas ha'edus. I ask you, Bo Beheiduni, please come and testify in court. I have a court case with someone. He owes me a fortune of money. You're the only Adam who can win the case for me. And you forgot all about it. And you say, no, you didn't forget. You don't want to testify at BM. So you say, we swear we don't know anything about it because they don't want to get into a fight with the other guy. And then they admit later on that they swore falsely. So then, because they refused to testify on my behalf to help me win the court case against a Yankel, a Beryl, whatever it is, so the Torah says they need a kapar. So the Chumash says, these are the three that are chayv ol aviyot. So if they can afford it, they bring chatas behema. That chatas ol aviyot. If they can't afford chatas behema, they bring chatas soif and an oil soif. If they can't even afford that, then they bring a minchas chayte. So the Mishnah says, increases, this is bo bashiris, bedalos, and bedalidalos. There are three categories. Then you have another two people who are bring oil of the yoreid, but only have ashiris and dalos. You don't have three categories, dalidalos. That's the yoledes and the mitzorah. And parshas tazri and parshas mitzorah. When the yoledes finishes counting the 40 days or the 80 days, depending whether she had a baby boy, baby girl, so then she has to bring a set of karbanas. So it says, Zostaros Hayoledes, if she can afford it, she brings Korbanus Behemah. If she can't afford it, she brings Korbanus Oif. And that's as far as you go. You don't go down to Dalai Dalas. If she can't afford Oilus Oif, so let her rob a bank and get the money. Let her borrow money from somebody. Sorry, there is no Dalai Dalas. And the same thing by Mitzorah. When the Mitzorah becomes healed, she has to bring Korbanus Mechusi Kapora. So there are only two levels. There's Ashiris and Dalas, and there is no Dalai Dalas.
Why did he
take a shvua? Why doesn't have to take a shvua, but I can force the shvua on him. Bal korcha, I can say, you know, you remember the case. He borrowed $100,000 from me. Come and testify. You say you don't want to testify. You don't know anything about it. So I can. The Mishnah says I can force you to be nishma. I say bo veheiduni, mashbi ani alechem, and you say, I swear I don't know. So it's a Mishnais and Shavuos. Shavuos Eidus. I can force a Shavu on you. Shavuos Eidus you can force on the other person. The Torah has the mitzvah called Karbon Chatakrid Melach. People make a mistake. They think that Melicha is only on meat. They think that you don't put salt on a Karbon Mincha. The original Pasuk says, I'll call Minchas, so they're Tupsuk, I'll call Minchas Chatakrid Melach. And the Rambam seems to say that Melicha by Mincha is more chomer than Melicha by the Basar. The mitzvah is lechatchila. The Mishnah says lo malach is kosher. If you didn't salt it, you are yotze the mitzvah. But yeah, but you yotze mitzvah hakrabi. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah malicha. Avni Nezer was a rabbi in Sochatchov. He was a chassidish rebbe in Sochatchov. And a contemporary of his was the rabbi in Sochatchov, who was the son-in-law of the Nesivis. So he used to quote his father-in-law as having said all kinds of strange things. And we assume he probably made a mistake. So one of the things that Avni Nezer quotes that he heard from the Sochatchov Rav in the name of the Nesivis, and he doesn't think that it's correct, is that basically salt and sugar is the same thing, just has two different flavors. Basically, it's the same thing. So therefore, for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah called korban chatak melech, he can put, if you want to, he can put sugar. So he says that's a little ridiculous. Salt is not the same thing as sugar. There's a big discussion in Poskim, when you salt meat, you succeed in removing all the blood. Maybe you can remove the blood by putting sugar. Maybe sugar has the same properties as salt with respect to removing the blood. That's a different question. It's not Allah HaMashiach Messina that you need dafke salt. If you have any chemical that's going to remove the blood, it'll also be good. The Mishnah has a comment. In the end of Menachos, Mishnah has a comment. It says, Reach Nichayach Baya Korban Oila, which cost a fortune of money. Then it says, Reach Nichayach Baya Korban Mincha. Mincha has cost $2, and this costs $500. So you see, Echad Amar Bevech Anam Amit, if you can't afford to bring a $500 Korban Oila, so bring a $5 Korban Mincha. So you see, Echad Amar Bevech Anam Amit, Vachi Chabin Li B'la Shemaim. Kodesh Baruch Hu appreciates whatever the people bring. If they can't afford more, so it's good the way it is. So that's what we sing in the Zmiris on Shabbos. Hashem HaShabbos HaBeinim Abbas. The little children don't know how to observe Shabbos like we are so Kolona Chacham. We learned Masech HaShabbos. We learned the Yalkut Yosef, and we learned the Mishnah Berurah, and we know Hilcha Shabbos. I wish. We know Hilcha Shabbos. So we really observe Shabbos the way it's supposed to. The little children learn, observe a little bit of Zecha LeShabbos. So we say in the Zecha, Hashem HaShabbos HaBeinim Abbas. Why has it endorsed? The Kel Yeros, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, will appreciate it. Kemincha, like a mincha al machavas, that's to fit the rhyme. But like a korban mincha, means echad amar ve'echad amamid. That's what it means in this mir. Echad amar ve'echad amamid, v'atshi yichad v'li b'la shemayim. Achatos is not bo ben edem in a dova. You have to have violated an avera in order to be able to bring a korban chatos. There's only, so if you have a sofik, if you mukhev a chatos, so you don't bring a chatos on a sofik, because it's a sofik, maybe chulam azar. There's one exception to the rule, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim and Maseches Nazir, the Gemara learns that. There is an institution of chatos ha'oif abo al ha'sofik, means by the mechusri kapara, by the zab zovi aledis and mitzoyro. So if they have sofik, whether they were tamei or not, so they're going to wait Shivanikim and whatever, then they're going to go to mikveh, then they're going to have Hayr Shemesh, and then there's going to be a suffix whether they can bring the chatos later on. So you tell them, don't bring the chatos, so they can never enter the Beis HaMikdash for the rest of their lives. They can never eat Korban Pesach again, because they may be Mechusir Kapara. Mechusir Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kach, not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And one learns that from a pasuk, that chatos ha'oif, that's for the purpose of Mechusir Kapara. There is an institution of chatos ha'oif abo al ha'sofik. You're allowed to be makrif it, but the kohanim don't eat it. How come the kohanim don't eat it? Because when you bring a chatos ha'oif or ol ha'sof, you don't do shchita b'sakin. Shchita an chulin has to be with a sakin that's tolush min aguf. If you have a sharp fingernail and you shech chickens with your fingernail, so it's an avela. But the malika on the chatos ha'oif and the ol ha'sof has to be dafke b'malika with the edz b'shal koin. You can't do if you use a sakin to do malika, so it's no good. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Chulin, Akosha le malika pasul b'shchita, Akosha b'shchita pasul b'malika. If you shecht Chulin with a fingernail, it's an avela, because it's mechuber. And if you shecht the chatos soif and the other soif with a knife, it'll also be no good. It has to be dafka done with malika. So when you bring a chatos soif, abal asofeg, the Torah says there is such an institution. You can't bring any other chatos ala sofik, so don't bring it. It'll be a sofik chumazah, don't bring it. The chatos haifa ala sofik is because it's mechusi kippurim, it's a special din, but the kohanim are not allowed to eat it because it's a sofik nevela. So it's korban, you don't eat it. There is a Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin where the Gemara says, needs a pasuk to tell me that the Malikas Oilos Ha'oiv has to be done by Yom. So the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? We have that pasuk that says, B'yom Tzavos Alahakrav is Karbanim. All Karbanis have to be done by Yom. The Dalar Avodis Adam, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, and the parallel Dalar Avodis by Mincha have to be done by Yom. Based on B'yom Tzavos Alahakrav is Karbanim. So why do you need an additional pasuk over here by the Malikas Oilos Ha'oiv? So the Gemara gives an answer that doesn't make any sense. So the Rashba crossed out the Girsa. There's a Jewish Rashba crossed out the Girsa, and he says it must be a misprint. And the Or Sameach has a knockout shot in his sefer. It's not in the actual sefer; it's in the Hashmatas. After he printed each volume, so he wrote Hashmatas at the end. So at the end of one of the other volumes, he writes this. So he says he explains what the Girsa is in the Gemara, that the Ibn Ezra writes on Chumash on Vayikra an interesting comment. That by the Chatas Oil Yared, by the Tumas Migdush Kadoshov, in Parshas Vayikra, you have Tumas Migdush Kadoshov and Shvuas Aedis and Shvuas Bitoy. So these three people bring the same Chatas Oil Yared. If they can afford it, they bring a Chatas Behema. If they can afford it, they bring a Chatas Ha'oif and an Oilas Ha'oif. If they can't afford that, they bring a Minchas Choite. So the Ben Ezra asks, if they can afford it, they bring a Chatas Behema. If they can't afford it, you bring a Chatas Ha'oif and an Oilas Ha'oif as a substitute for what? If they could afford it, they wouldn't bring an oilas behema. They only bring a chatas behema. So why are they bringing an oilas oif to substitute for an oilas behema that never was brought? So he answers, when you bring a chatas behema, you have a part that the kohanim eat, and you have a part that you burn on the mizbeach. You have the chaleb is burnt on the mizbeach, and then the zichri kuna eat in the azor. Yom alai lo chazas, they eat the besar chatas. When you bring a chatas ha'oif, there's what the Kohanim eat. It's nechal. The melikos is zuvish chitosa. If it's done kedin, then it's not a nevela. But there's nothing that, there is no chelev. There is no chelev that's burnt on the mizbeach. So you might bring a chatas ha'oif to substitute for the chatas behema that he can't afford. It's an olav yored. He can't afford $500. He's going to spend $100 to bring there's no haktoras emurim on the mizbeach. So that's why the Ibn Ezra said, that's why the Torah says, let it bring an oil soif together with the chatas soif. So the oil soif, you'll burn the whole thing. The Kohanim don't eat anything in the oil. So it'll burn the whole oil soif on the mizbeach. That'll be bimkaim, that'll substitute for the emurim. So that's what the Or Sameach suggested, that's what the Girsa says in the Gemara. One might have thought that malikas oil soif, not oilas ha'oif that you bring in a dove. If it's an oilas ha'oif, that's an oilas v'yoreid. Since the whole oilas ha'oif, according to the Ben Ezra, is the substitute for the haktoras emurim, and haktoras emurim may be done by Laila. So I would have thought the whole avodah of the oilas ha'oif is the substitute for the haktoras emurim of the chatas behema. If you can't afford bashiris, you bring bedalos, and the oilas ha'oif is the substitute for the haktoras emurim. So haktoras emurim can be done by Laila. So I would have thought that Malika Saila Saif, that's Boa, as an oil of a yarid, that could be done by life. So that's Kamash Malon. So the Yosemech writes in his, and the Hashmatas to the Sefer, that Min HaShemayim, they were maskim al yadai. What were they maskim al yadai? So the story goes, it's printed in one of this form. The story goes that he had a dream one night that the angels in heaven were condemning Bnei Yisrael. They're saying ridiculous pilpulim, foolish things. They're changing Girsos and the Gemara. They're not learning Torah Lamita. That's before Yahu was built. So the angels in heaven are upset. So the Rashba came to be Malamed Zchus. He says, no, there's a Jew in Dvinsk, Reb Meir Simcha. I wrote in my truth to cross out two lines in the Gemara Chulin, and he said the correct pshat. That's the emes of pshat in the Gemara. So the angel said, okay, they're not gonna harm the Jewish people, and the zchus that Rav Meir Simcha gave, the emes of pshat in the Gemara. So this is what he writes in his sefer Beremes. He says, "Ben Hashemayim, they were maskim to his pshat in the Gemara. It was based on the dream that he had." The Gemara has a call, "Eid Echad Neman Bi Yisurim." How do you know that Eid Echad is Neman Bi Yisurim? So Tosis claims that is learned that Tosis in the first half in Gittin, based on the base, quotes a Gemara in Ksubas, the fine base, that is based on the Pasuk, the Sofra Loli Atman, says by the Zovah, she has to count Shivin Akim. So she doesn't have to have two Eidim watching when she makes the Bedik, Sofra Loh, Shivas Yomim, Achatito, Sofra Loli Atman. And Rashi in Chulin writes otherwise. Rashi is not based on the Sofra Loh, it's rather based on the Pasuk in Terei Sedra, V'shochat is ben abokel lefnei Hashem, HaTorah hemina kol odem ala shchita. The Torah trusts anyone. The guy says, I did the shchita. He doesn't have to have two Eidim watching when he does the shchita. He's believed to say that he did the shchita properly. How many zrikas adam do you have to do? So we usually assume it's either one, two, or four. Abchora Maisa Pesach, only have one zrikas adam. One zrika, keneged ha-yisoid. What does it mean, keneged ha-yisoid? There wasn't the yisoid on the home, it's be'ach. Let's say you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, straight ahead you're facing west. So the Yisoid went, the Mizbeach was 9 amas tall, and then the cubes on each of the four corners were Amma, Alama, Alama. So officially the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall, the Maisa was only 9 amas. The Gagash on Mizbeach was 9 amas tall, Chut HaSikra is at the midpoint. So there was the Yisoid on the bottom, Mizbeach goes down. Then the bottom, it extended an Amma all around, and that was an Amma high. So that's called the Yisoid. So whenever you do Zrikas Adam, so you pour the rest of the Dam, Al Yisoid HaMizbeach. So the Yisoid didn't go around the whole Mizbeach. The Gemara says that it was missing. Nachama, where was it missing? Went the western side and the northern side, there was a Yisoid. And over here, it only had a little bit here and a little bit here. And this whole corner was missing Yisoid. This is the what? Is the southeastern corner. Southeastern corner didn't have any Yisoid. The Gemara gives a whole reason why. But whatever, Tosfos says, even if that reason is not so, that was halacha. This part didn't be Yisoid. So, let's say you have Bechor Ma'isah Pesach, you only do one Zrika. So you have to do the Zrika, Keneged HaYisoid. You can't do it anywhere over here. There's no Yisoid over there. There was only the western side and the northern side had Yisoid. Then one Amma here and one Amma here. It was 32 Ammas. The bottom was 32 Ammas long. So only the first Amma. The next 31 Amas, and here the first 31 Amas was missing Yisoid. When you have a carbon that you only do one Zrika, it has to be Zrika Achas Keneged HaYisoid. It has to be either on these two sides, or on the Amah here, the Amah here. If you have a carbon Chat, it's got to do on all four corners. You've got no choice, even though this corner has no Yisoid. That's the Pasuk, you need four Zrika. Bidi Eved, you can fulfill the carbon Chat, the mitzvah Shalom Bishleim Musa. So that's Machlekes, the name of the parak is Beishamai. And it's in Mizrachim, and there's Machlek, there's Beishamah, and Beishilah. I think it's the Perek right immediately before Ezer Mekoyim, it's Perek Beishamah. So Beishamah are of the opinion that two Zrikas are Ma'akeh by Chatas, and we don't pass like that, we pass them one Zrika. All of these Tanoim, they were all after the Churban Abayi. So all the Tanoim are fighting about what the Dinim were. They all lived after the Churban Abayi. So maybe it was Ma'an Abayi, they also had all these Machlekes. I don't know, but usually it's not recorded. Then the Tanoim, they never saw the Beis HaMikdash. They had machlokes in where the Mizbeach was located and what the shape was. They never saw it. They never saw it.
We pass
in only one Matarachas Me'akev. It's only one Zrika. Only one Zrika is Me'akev and the other four are not Me'akev. And that's when the Mishnah gives the example of Baltigra. If you'll take a Chatos, and if you would be Matrich, you could do four Zrikas. And instead, you only do one Zrika, two Zrikas, three. So that's a violation of Baltigra, because you had an opportunity to do all four, and didn't bother to do. Then you have the Korban Oila, you have Shtei Matana Shein Arba. Korban Oila, Kamishlam, what do you mean Shtei Matana Shein Arba? It says Saviv. What do you mean Saviv? You take the Dam and you spritz it, Saviv, Saviv. No, Saviv just means Shtei Matana Shein Arba. It means I take the cup of Dam and I splash it in this corner, so some of the Dam spritzes here. On the northern side, some of it spritzes on the eastern side. And I take the cup with the dam, the klishos, and I splash it in this corner. Some of the dam will be on the western side, some will be on the southern side. So that's called saviv. That's called saviv. You don't do on these two corners because this corner has no yisod. In a chatas, you have to do in all four corners. Chatas has to be matan yad. You don't take from the kli and throw. You have to dip your finger in. You have to have matan yad, the etzba. But all the other kabbanas, you don't have matan yad, you do with the kli. So that's the definition of saviv. Then there's one time, is there any korban that has three zrikas? That we pass them, there ain't no such thing. There is no korban that has three zrikas. Theoretically, it would have made sense because this part doesn't have a yisoid. So I could have imagined, if they would have if the Rosh Hashanah would have needed someone to edit to make up the din, I would have made up a din. Three zrikas, the three that have a yisayt. He didn't consult me. He gave the Torah without me. So there's one Tana in Yuma who holds Yeheps, the Tomet Shal Shachar, I think. He has a chilek, Tomet Shal Shachar, Tomet Shal Be'er Abayim. One of them needed, it's a carbon oil. So oil is Shtei Matana Shein Arba. He's splashing the two corners. One Tana holds that you need three zrikas, the three that we would have said, those three. But the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't consult him either. So we don't accept that opinion. They need a kain gadol to be makir all these karbanos. So this is, you don't need a kain gadol. You only need a kain gadol on Avodas Yom Kippur. That's all. All year long, you don't need a kain gadol to be makriv. There is chavite kain gadol, that the kain gadol is the bala carbon he pays for. Say, I bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. I was Machal Shabbos B'Shoy, you have to bring a carbon chat. I pay for the carbon. Then the kohanim are makriv it. So the kain gadol has to pay from his own pocket. They have to pay him a salary. He should have enough money to afford it. So the kain gadol has to pay for the chavite kain gadol that's brought every day. Machtzisa babek, machtzisa bein habayim. Half is brought in the morning, half is brought in the evening. But he doesn't have to do the hakrova. The hakrova is kosher by kain yehadit also. There is a mishnah in the first parak in Megillah. Ein bein, the two kinds of kain gadols. Kain gadol that my rishon always had meshicha b'shem and amishcha. Kain gadol b'zman by sheni never had meshicha b'shem and amishcha. He had ribud b'godim. So the Mishnah says the kain gadol has ribud b'godim, is slightly lower level of kedushas kain gadol than the kain gadol who has the meshicha b'shem and amishcha. So let's say the two kohanim gedolim. Let's say there's a kain gadol from the bais rishon. He's going to be 90 years old. Okay, the kain gadol of bais rishon. There's a kain gadol from the bais sheni. No, let's say the end of the period of the bais rishon. Yoshiyahu Melech began is the shem and amishcha. So they appointed a kain gadol, the last years of the bais rishon, appointed a kain gadol with ribud b'godim. So the old kain gadol who retired, he has kedushas kain gadol with meshicha b'shem and amishcha, and the new guy has only ribud b'godim. So they're both walking on a deserted road, and they bump into a meis mitzvah. A Jewish person is dead. You don't need both of them to be metami, only one of them, and they both have an iser to be metami, even to the zayin kroivim, but they both have it to be metami to the meis mitzvah. So whose iser is mochomer? So the Mishnah says, let the kohen merubah b'godim be metame, not the kohen mashuch mocha, not the kohen mashuch b'shem and amishcha, because the one in mashuch b'shem and amishcha has a higher level of kedushas kuna g'dayla than the one who's only merubah b'godim.
When we say kohen mitzvah, it's not that it's like a heter for the kohen to do it, but rather it's as if the kohen he never had the isra of tumah with regards to mitzvah, so therefore, why wouldn't either one be allowed to go?
No, the Mishnah says you have to try to minimize. If you have a kain gadol and kain hedyot, so the kain hedyot is metame. If you have two kain gedolim, so the one who's meruba b'godim is less kaddish than the one. The Mishnahs have like that. It's an end of the perik in Nazir. Perik kain gadol. Kain gadol and a Nazir walking down the highway, so it's machlegs. Which one should be metame to the mace? Who has the Mohammedic is the Tumal Meis, the Nazir of the Kohen Gadol. That's Machlokes. Then the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi have a lot of details over there. So there is a Mishnah in the first parak in Megillah. Ein ben koyim merubah b'godim, koyim meshuch b'shem and amishcha, ela par habo al kol ha-mitzvahs. What does that mean? So Rashi translates the Mishnah that in today's Sedra there is a parsha of par helam dovash al tzibur, that the Beis HaGadol made a mistake in Psak, and 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated an Issa Sheyesh Bokoris because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagadol. So the Bez Nagadol has to bring a parhalam dovash al tzibur, and the pasuk says the kain gadol does the hakrova. So Rashi learns the kain gadol who does the hakrova has to be a mashuach b'shem and amishcha. If he's only merubah b'godim, he can't. All the kohanim gedolim and the baisheni could never be makriv a kain a parhalam dovash al tzibur because you need dafka a kain who's a mashuach b'shem and amishcha. That's how Rashi translates. Rashi writes in a few places like that. And Taisa says, what in the world is he talking about? It's against the Sifra. Even though that's what it says in the Chumash, that the Kain Gadol does it, the Sifra says that it's not to be taken literally. You don't need a Kain Gadol. Then there's a din of Par Kain Gadol. Par Kain Gadol. So it says, if the Kain Gadol is Machal Shabbos B'Shog, he has to bring a special, he can't bring Kizbo Sira, and he has to bring Dafka Par. So the Poshet, the reading in the Parsha says, the Kain Gadol has to be marked with the Par Kain Gadol. So Taisa says, not true. The Sefer says again, it can be offered by Kain Hedyon. So what does it mean, Parabola Kol HaMitzvah? So Taisa says, no. It means the special Parsha in today's Sedra. If a head yot is Mechal Shabbos, you have to bring Kizbo Sira. If the Melech is Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring Sawyer Nasi. Melech is Mechal Shabbos, he brings the Sawyer Nasi. If Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos, he brings Par Kohen Gadol. Par Kohen Gadol can be carried by the Kohen head yot. But you only Mechuyev to bring a Par Kohen Gadol if you are Meshuch B'Shem and Amishcha. If you're only a Merubah B'Gadim, you don't have that din. But if you are Meshuch B'Shem and Amishcha and you have the din, you don't have to do the Hakrava. What Rashi said is not correct, because the Sifro says Beferish, the Pasuk is not to be taken literally. You don't really need the Kohen Gadol to do the Hakrava on the Par Kohen Gadol. Sometimes the Halacha says you have to burn the whole carbon. Sometimes, usually you only burn the chalup. Sometimes you burn the whole carbon. So the Mishnah has that there's a paradoxical din. When it's Sreifas HaKorban Kim Mitzvasai, if that's the way, let's say that Par Kohen Gadol, Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. So you burn the whole thing, nobody eats it. So whenever the Sreifas Kim Mitzvasai, it's not possible, then you burn it Michutz L'Shalash Machnas. But let's say you have a regular carbon that should have been eaten, and it became tummy, or it became nifsal balino or something, or the pigul or something. So then the Torah says, "Harafta sanoi sad ba'esh." So when you burn a carbon that's pasul, then you're supposed to burn a dafki in the azar. It's paradoxical. If you burn a kimitzvasa, you burn a chutz l'shalosh machnas. Burn a shalok kimitzvasa because it became nifsal, then you burn a dafki in the azar. There's mishnayos like that. You learn the Mishnah is Vachim and Menachas, the Tanoim, the Anshek Nesagdel, the Tanoim, these are all Mishnahs. They made a whole system out of Vayikra. If you don't know the Mishnahs, the whole thing looks like a hodgepodge. You don't understand anything. The Tanoim made a whole system, Kochi Kochim, Kochim Kalim. Chavetz Chaim encourages everyone to learn Zvachim. So he says, he quotes from the Mishnah, the only composed Talmud Bavli. And those mesichtas that when they get lalocha, so we only have Talmud Bavli and brachas. You don't have on Zeroyim, you don't have on Taras. It wasn't relevant. We have on brachas, on moed, on noshim, and azikin. So what do you have on kochim? So the rishonim say because kochim is negeh halacha lemaisa because kol ha'oisik parshas chatos kila hikrav chatos. That's considered halacha lemaisa, and that doesn't apply to Zeroyim and it doesn't apply to Taras. Only a din and kochim. That's what the Chavetz Chaim quotes with the rishonim. Only applies to Kutch. Okay, who's the guest in the Yeshiva Neshamas? I don't know who it is. Who's Professor Lerner, Rabbi Lerner? He teaches in college.
Yeah, he teaches Rabbi Lerner while he stands next to the cousin.
Yosef Lerner? Nah. No. I don't think so. Can't be. Okay, good. So, but you know, Sunday I won't be able to give a Shia, but the Shatav and Aslachi Monday morning. Try to give a shit.